There is breaking news to tell you about the Penn State scandal that involved sexual abuse of children. It became public earlier this week. Legendary Penn State football coach Joe Paterno will retire at the end of this season. Paterno issued a written statement just a few minutes ago. He's reportedly going to hold a press conference later today. NPR's Jeff Brady is in State College, Pennsylvania, and is here to tell us more about this. And Jeff, I understand you're with a crowd that's gathered outside Joe Paterno's house. We'll get to that scene in just a moment. But first, tell us what his statement said.
It's clearly a heartfelt statement. He says, "I am absolutely devastated by the developments in the case, and I grieve for the children and their families and can pray for their comfort and relief." He goes on to talk about what his goals were in the job. And now he says for the next year, he'll keep his commitments, retire at the end of the season. And he says at the very end of the statement, "And then I will spend the rest of my life doing everything I can to help this university."
You know, remind us about the abuse allegations at the heart of this scandal. They involve a former assistant coach. Let's be very clear about that. They do not, Joe Paterno isn't the person at the heart of the scandal. This former assistant coach who ran a youth sports program that was connected to Penn State.
Yeah, that person's name is Jerry Sandusky. He's 67 years old. He's a former defensive coordinator for Penn State University, the football team there. And he's the founder of The Second Mile. It's a charitable organization that operates programs for young people. And he's accused in a grand jury indictment of sexually abusing 8 boys. Each of those cases is laid out in some detail with specific times and places and really quite sickening detail, actually. And some of the cases even include witnesses, and some of those witnesses are cooperating with police now. There are also 2 other people who have been charged, 2 administrators, the director of athletics at Penn State, and another administrator. They're charged with perjury and also for not reporting, for failing to report child sexual abuse.
And Joe Paterno is stepping down because the buck stops with him?
Yeah, he is named in that indictment, but not in any way that says he did anything wrong. He's involved here, and this all happened under his watch. And as he says in his statement, he himself is sickened by this, and he's going to fulfill his obligation for this year, and then he's going to try to repair what has happened here.
Well, just briefly, tell us what the mood in State College, the town, is like. What's going on there around you at Paterno's home?
Right now, it's mostly reporters standing out here hoping that Joe Paterno will come out and make some sort of statement to the press. That's not happening yet. It's expected later today. But, of course, we have this written statement now. Last night I was here and there were students gathered, about, I would guess, around 100, 150 students gathered in front of his house. And it's hard to overstate how much some of the people in this town love this coach. And they were there to defend him. There were actually some down on the campus defending the coach's statue last night against any sort of vandalism or anything else that might happen. This man is loved, and people talk about him with terms that they usually reserved for family. This is a man people love and what they really want him to stay in this job.
Jeff,
though he's 84 years old.
Thank you, NPR's Jeff Brady, speaking to us from State College, Pennsylvania.